It's coming.
Dig 'em.
And it tastes so sweet.
You'll hop when you eat.
Come.
Hold on to your tummy. We got something good.
Hey, did you know?
If I had my way, I'd start every day
with my hauntingly delicious cereal.
It's so good, I crinkle every time I eat it.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Serial Killer, the podcast where we pair breakfast cereal with true crime. I'm one of your hosts. Why did I sound like I'm a news reporter?
I was going to say, like you're hosting Good Morning America.
Yeah.
Like you're going to next tell me some weird recipe to make with, like,
yes, I am.
Maple syrup or something.
Absolutely, I am.
Best three ingredient pancakes with everything in your pantry.
It's bananas. Yeah, I am Anastasia Washington, and with me, as always, is my amazing co-host,
Maria Spertolozzi.
Hello,
happy to be here.
Last week we did Maria's birthday murder, but as you know, if you listen to this podcast, we're both very close together.
Born in November.
We are
very close.
And so today we're doing my birthday murder, usually we do what happened on our birthday. Yes. Mine is obviously the most famous Truman Capote book, and I've done it enough. So I found somebody that was born on my birthday that committed a murder. So we're gonna go into that. But before we go into that, I am I'm trying one of the Snoop Dogg cereals, Snoop cereal cinnamon toasties. It has a I almost said a bear, but it's not.
It's a dog.
It's like a lab.
Yeah.
What's the full name of a lab?
A Labrador?
A Labrador.
Yeah.
It was like a lab.
From that part of Canada, the Labrador.
Wait,
island.
Is that really?
Yeah. Huh. I think that's why they're named that.
I'm sure.
I just know that's an island in Canada.
I mean, amazing.
Yeah, I'm just
Snoop Dogg has come out with six cereals.
One of them has a bear on it.
One of them does have a bear on it. I was only able to find two of the cereals, so we will be reviewing those over the course of the season. But the first one I picked was Snoop Dogg's Cinnamon Toasties, and it's a Labrador. And the reason I picked it is because it's for kids, and the first crime that my serial killer committed was when he was a juvenile.
Okay, where are we going here?
I really tried, you guys.
Can I just say there are a lot of things to read on the cereal box, and
so
I was very distracted by them. I'm so sorry.
No, it's great. Okay, so they have your daily mantras.
Yeah.
There's
a little paragraph about starting your day with Tasties and becoming a boss.
Yeah. And then also there's
healthy bingo. Like, do your chores and make healthy decisions.
Yeah. And
one of them is make a racetrack, and I have some questions.
What, you don't make a racetrack every day?
What do you mean make a racetrack?
So
can I just run around my living room? Does that count? Where am I supposed to make a racetrack?
I don't know. But I will say that you can be part of the K-9 team of
positivity. Yeah, that's what the daily flow is on the side.
And if you're on TikTok or YouTube or whatever, you can look up. There's this really fun mantra song that Dog does.
Naturally.
I love it. And
what else would
I've
it be?
Done maybe three or four TikToks on it. So. Be sure to check them out, including one where I was interrupted by my cats, which I think is ironic.
You know,
fantastic. I'm doing a Snoop Dogg thing and a cat just ruins it. Cats, man. Cats. All right, let's smell this thing. I can almost smell it through the thing. Thanks, Amazon. Cinnamon.
Ooh, very cinnamony. This package is sold by weight, not by volume.
Okay.
It says that on the little side.
So
I don't know why.
I don't know what that means. I'm going to taste dry. Would you like to taste dry? Oh. It's like a crispier Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah.
Why is it so crispy? I mean, I don't hate it.
It's less sweet, more cinnamon.
Yeah. The cinnamon balance is way up there. But not Not like chewing gum?
No.
Yeah. I would say... Let's take another one, I think.
I could kill me. Why did it take so many? Didn't you put them all in your mouth?
I could drop it any time.
I can't. I have to take this home and show my partner this bingo, because it's insane.
I'm gonna say knife up. I think it's good.
I think knife up, yeah.
Yeah.
I would eat that.
Yeah.
Okay. I would definitely eat that in a cereal bar.
Oh, I should make cereal bars. Okay. And then, ready? Thank you, madame. It just really doesn't want to come out there. Does it?
No, all squares are getting caught up on each other. Oh. So much.
Good. The texture is different than Cinnamon
Toast Crunch. Yeah. Cinnamon Toast Crunch, I feel like, has a, like, almost like a wafer-like texture.
Yeah. This is a, I don't know, cracker-ish? No. What am I thinking? Like a crispy pastry.
Yeah.
But no flakiness. All right. I like it. I think it's nice up for me.
Yum.
That's delicious.
I would eat a bowl of that.
Go Snoop.
Good job.
I mean, he probably eats a lot of cereal. People that smoke weed eat a lot of cereal.
I do eat a lot of cereal.
And I eat a lot of cereal sometimes.
I eat a lot of cereal all the time.
Occasionally, I eat a lot of cereal. And a lot of Taco Bell. And a lot of Del Taco. And a lot of Jack in the Box. I like it. I'm into it.
I'm into it. I'm also into this weird bingo card. Tell a story. Make a scavenger hunt.
Ooh.
Draw a rainbow. And then some of them are like, hold the door open. Say please. Say thank you.
Aww. I like that.
Do a puzzle.
Because when I hold the door open for people and they don't say thank you, part of me wants to go, well, fuck you then, and then slam the door in their face, but I don't. That's just my internal, like, feeling that I have. Like, fuck you. Or, like, when you run into, like, somebody by accident, and you're like, oh, excuse me, and they don't say anything new, and you're like, well, then fuck you, dude. In my head.
Yep. Yep, really, yep.
But anyway. All right. So, knife up for that cereal. Yep. I would eat the fuck out of that.
Produced by Broadus Foods. Just give them a shout out. They did a good job.
Yeah. And we're going to be trying some of the other Snoop Dogg ones, so I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
So my murder is Gregory McKnight, who was born in November 14th, 1976. He wasn't in November 14th, that's weird.
But he was born on November 14th, 1976. Well, if you're from New York, it might be in.
Oh.
They say in, and then they say a lot of weird things in New York.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
So he was born in 1976 on my birthday. I was not born yet, so I can't take responsibility for him.
I don't think anyone was ever asking you to take responsibility for him, but okay.
Good. I was not responsible. He was raised in Queens, New York. Oh, speaking of New York. In 1992, McKnight was 15, and he shot and killed a man in Columbus, Ohio. He was arrested and convicted under a juvenile court and sentenced to serve a short sentence at the Cirqueville Youth Center. He only served 5 years. Because he would have to be 20. Oh, he served past 18, though. Okay, whatever. He was released in 1997 and married a woman, Catherine, who worked at the youth center. It is unknown how they met. Well, I can tell you how they met. If he lived at the youth center for 5 years and she worked
at the youth center for 5 years. Then they met at the youth center.
And when they left, he married her. That is how.
That's weird. That's creepy. I don't like that for a lot of reasons.
So many reasons. So
it makes me so uncomfortable.
Yeah, so that was in 1997 when they got married, or when he was released and began his relationship with Catherine.
No, thank you.
A few years later, on May 12th, 2000, 20-year-old Greg Julius was last seen by his friends. The following day, McKnight, an acquaintance of Julius, abducted and killed him. his dismembered body.
Oh.
He dismembered his body and hid it in his yard. 7 months later, he abducted another person.
Thank God.
A 20-year-old Kenyan college student.
When was this? Like the 80s?
2000s.
Oh my God!
Yeah. He kidnapped Emily Murray. Murray worked at a restaurant near the campus of Kenyon College, and McNice also worked at the restaurant and left work minutes after Murray left. He caught up with Murray and kidnapped her. He brought her back to his house, shot her once in the head, killing her. He wrapped her body with a carpet and hid it in his trailer. A month later, Gregory and Catherine were arrested when Murray's car was found in the driveway, in their driveway. So somebody drove that car. There. In further search of their property, they found Murray's decomposed body in McKnight's trailer. They also found bones that matched those of Julius.
Oof.
Yeah. Catherine McKnight was released from Presti once the police ruled out her involvement. I don't know that I rule out her involvement in a lot of things. Especially since I don't like the way their relationship began. And that's just me being judgy. Shortly before Gregory McKnight's trial, three locals trespassed on his former property and reportedly stole a few items. The trespassers, Rosalie Jackson, Kenneth Jackson, and Jeffrey Jackson, were each indicted on a misdemeanor court of criminal trespassing and theft. Since the trial was due in Vinton County, a small county with at least less than 13,000 residents, the Ohio judge, Jeffrey Simmons, briefly ruled out the death penalty in trial, because there just wasn't... And they had, the county itself lacked enough money to guarantee McKnight a fair trial.
Oof.
The trial began on October 1st, 2002. Despite the argument about the cost of the fair trial, McKnight still faced the death penalty if tried. Wait, what? Oh, they briefly ruled it out. And then
they were like, we take that back.
We'll take it back. Also, just FYI, Gregory McKnight is a black man, so of course they want to kill him, assholes. I have feelings. At the end of the trial, after less than an hour of deliberating, McKnight was convicted of all charges: murder, aggravated murder, kidnapping, aggravated robbery, receiving stolen property, and complicity. The jury sentenced him to death for the aggravated murder charge, life imprisonment for the murder charge, and then 10 years for the kidnapping charge, 8 years for the complicity charge, and 1 year and a half for receiving stolen property. In 2015, McKnight volunteered for execution, saying he wanted to die for his crimes, and he later recanted that statement.
Very bold statement.
Yeah. The evidence that they had against him in the trial included seized items from his residence: a shovel, a brush cutter, an axe, a hunting knife, which was compared to the marks of Julius's bones, but the shovel was ruled out and the other items were inconclusive. They don't also know how Julius was killed, because it was bones.
Yeah.
And so that's why he did not receive the death penalty for Julius, but only for Murray's.
Got it, because they couldn't prove... what actually happened. That makes sense.
During a hearing in 2005, McKnight's attorney said that the public defender, Robert Lowe, McKnight's attorney, Robert Lowe, argued that there was racial bias in the state's decision to not charge McKnight with kidnapping Julius, who was black. So basically, the public defender said, you're not equaling these murders because one of them was black.
Ooh.
And they also said that racial slurs were used, and he was only convicted on his white victims, and yeah.
Ooh.
But they held the conviction and they held the decisions they made, and in 2020, McKnight alleged racism during his trial and claimed white jurors had been heard making racial slurs. He's still awaiting execution despite all of this.
Wow.
That's as of 2020.
Damn.
Racism.
Racism!
It's not good.
What a time.
What a time we live. I think, obviously this guy's an asshole.
Yeah, he murdered multiple people.
Multiple people.
Not for fun. I don't actually know why.
I don't know.
It's unclear why.
Well, because the first one he shot when he was 15, we don't really know anything about it because it's, I'm assuming, sealed.
Yeah.
And then he spent all this time with this woman in juvenile facility and then married her. And then how did he drive two cars home? I don't know. You know.
How did he drive two cars home?
There's something up. There's something up with this.
Absolutely.
But basically, there's a lot of racial issues, I would assume. I don't know that much about Ohio, but I would assume if it's bad out here, it would be really bad out there. But it does seem like the victims didn't get equal justice.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how much that actually matters since he's being executed anyway, but I understand for the victims, like, how that, like, must feel.
Exactly.
But... yeah, knife down for unequal treatment, knife down for murder.
Yeah,
definitely
knife up for the serial.
Knife up for the serial, knife down for, finding people in jail to marry.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially in juvenile facilities.
I don't know why. Knife down for looking for love in a juvenile facility.
Yeah, in general, I would say any... like, facility of policing.
Not the place
to find love. I mean, listen, I don't do the apps, so I understand. You might have to do some stuff. But, yeah, that's a person I share a birthday with. I share a birthday with other people that are nicer, but...
that's one that's that you one. Do share a birthday well. With. It's yeah. true. It's
What's his
true.
Name? Patrick Yarburton? I share a birthday with him. He's nice. He was Kronk. Is that his last name? Anyway, that guy.
All right. Patrick Warburton.
Warburton. Just kidding. I knew you knew, and I didn't.
I was like, what are you talking about? Oh, okay.
Kronk?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's somebody that's a knife up. Yeah, so that's my birthday murder. Don't buy me anything associated with
Don't really reference that if you're talking to Anastasia about her birthday.
Don't do that, but I do like Snoop Dogg cereal. You may send me copious amounts of that if you would like. And you can show us both love about our birthdays online. We like love.
Yeah, at Pod Serial Killer on all social medias. You can see us at LA Comic-Con in a couple weeks on December 2nd. Yes, at 11 a.m.
11 a.m. Why not wake up with us?
Start your day.
We might have cereal. I don't know.
We might have cereal.
We'll see what life how life happens. And then you can find me at Anastasia Wash on Instagram, AnastasiaWashington.com, and also Linktree/AnastasiaWash for info on me.
Yeah.
I think that's it. Stay safe, everyone.
And don't be a dick.
Okay, bye.
It's coming. And it tastes so sweet.
You'll hop when you eat.
Come. Hold on to your tummy. We got something good.
Hey, did you know?
If I had my way, I'd start every day.
With my hauntingly delicious cereal.
It's so good, I crinkle every time I eat it.